The pandemic is scary for many who live on tight margins or don't have security of a steady paycheck. That includes independent musicians, venue owners, promoters, and others whose livelihood depends on a thriving and functioning music scene. John Norton has that story.
Nick Leroy runs Bloomington-based NTL Productions that books shows across central Illinois, including at the Castle Theater and Jazz Up Front in Bloomington-Normal.
It's very scary, John. A week ago, I would have told you I'm looking at my most successful month as a promoter in 10 years.
Leroy points out that a large percentage of musicians, especially independent musicians, only get paid when events happen.
So if an independent music promoter like myself or a small musician who feeds his family from playing regional gigs, if a month of shows get canceled, you know, it's going to be devastating.
Adam Larson has been hit broadside with that scenario in the past 3 days. The Normal native, now living in Kansas City, is an adjunct professor of jazz at the University of Missouri Kansas City Conservatory. The acclaimed saxophonist also teaches private lessons via Skype and is in demand through the middle of May as a guest artist and artist in residence at universities nationwide during the school year.
In the past 72 hours, all my stuff for March has been canceled. Some things in late April are beginning to be canceled.
He's currently sorting through how he's going to pay bills.
It's pretty scary. Yeah, it's been pretty devastating to the income stream over the past 72 hours, that's for sure.
Chris Goldwitzer owns and operates Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. The restaurant and live music venue stages shows nearly 7 nights a week. Like Leroy and Larson, he's unsure of the long-term effect on his business. He's moving forward with a comedy show tonight and music this weekend. He says if last night's turnout for Wichita, Kansas-based punkish bluegrass band Carrie Nation in the Speakeasy is an indicator of what's to come, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
They drew probably 40 people or so last night, whereas the last time they were here, there was over 100. And the band themselves last night expressed, you know, kind of bewilderment. They just weren't really sure how viable it is to be on the road right now.
The Castle Theater has hosted shows the last few nights, including returning blues musician Anna Popovic last night. He said she drew around 250 to 300, about the same she pulled last year.
You know, we have a weekend of shows coming up where it's kind of going to be a good litmus test for us to see, okay, you know, what's going to really happen with the current environment we're in? Are people just not going to come at all? Are we going to see a little setback.
But Chris Goldwitzer says a lot of bands have already canceled, negating months of planning and scheduling, and many of these bands are populated with members who have a day job that supports their musician side.
And a lot of them would be coming back from tour to not having a job. In live music, independent music, it's a risk in and of itself when there is no pandemic going on.
As the sole breadwinner of a family that includes two small children, Adam Larson worries about an extended break from his main moneymaker of being guest artist at universities through the school year, as well as a touring musician during the summer.
I mean, all you have to do is open up Facebook and you'll see that, like, freelancers everywhere are reeling. I count myself fortunate. I do have a Skype studio of students. It's going to be very difficult to try to replace that income or even if the things get rescheduled, which, you know, some of the things that I've had canceled, it's kind of in limbo as to whether or not they're going to get rescheduled. But it sucks all the way around.
And for folks like promoter Nick Leroy and venue owner Chris Goldwitzer, who have to make decisions whether to hold events when medical experts are advising social distancing, there is little guidance on exactly how to proceed. Leroy says his phone has been blazing the past 72 hours talking with venue owners and artists on what to do.
Everybody was kind of testing the water to see what, again, their peers are doing in the industry. You know, we've seen a lot of the larger companies like Live Nation, AEG, who are somewhat monopolizing the music industry, at least they're trying to. They can shut down their entire tours across North America. Of course, it's going to hurt everybody, but they'll be able to come back strong from that.
Night Shop is a smaller venue. It's not subject to Governor Pritzker's order to cancel all events and gatherings with at least 1,000 people.
I have 45 or so employees. This is their livelihood. We have a lot of food in our kitchen that is built to be consumed. So it's scary. It's a very uncertain time, that's for sure.
Goldwitzer added there are other mostly unseen components to a music scene that a stoppage in touring or a steep drop-off in attendance would affect bottom lines. He says the past week has already seen many layoffs in the music scene.
It's not just the touring guitarist. It's the support staff. It's the sound people, the ushers, store people, waiters and waitresses. It's the bartenders. It's the publicists, the marketing people. in the entertainment industry, specifically the small-time independent touring, this is a far-reaching, much bigger problem.
To hear more on the coronavirus pandemic, go to wglt.org/coronavirus.